Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur here. Welcome you out once again today for another great episode on our show today. As a reminder, just check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. You know, check out, we've got blogs on there. You know, although I only write occasionally, there are still lots of great information on there. Be looking for events. In fact, the next event I have coming up that I'm putting on is not going to be until September, middle of September. I think it's the 16th and 17th. And so that's for my Wealth Empowerment Intensive. And so if you feel so drawn to it, I would make plans to do so no matter where you are. We got people coming from out of town, all over the place. So love to have you there as well. Okay, so I want to talk about a concept today that I've noticed that many people, you ever notice that it seems like some people just get their way and then other people, they always struggle? You know, you ever notice that sometimes people have all the luck, you know, and then some people seem to, you know, just keep hitting obstacles, right? And I've seen that as well. I've noticed that as well, both, you know, with people that I've associated with. I've noticed it in my own life. I mean, there's a point where I swear in high school, I had a friend that it seemed like he always got the good jobs, and then he would invite me to come to those good jobs, you know, and it blew my mind. He would always get the good paying jobs, and I was usually left with the minimum wage jobs when I was in high school. And it seems like things just go their way and they don't seem to struggle. They don't seem to worry as much. Does that drive you nuts? And maybe you're one of those people and that's sweet too. But I want to talk about that today because I've noticed that in my life and I've noticed in hundreds of my clients, you know, the ones that came out the most successful of the ones that I worked with, what's interesting is it didn't really matter what their financial situation was. It didn't really matter how much money they made, how much money they had in savings. It didn't matter if they were, you know, great with numbers or not. None of that was a common denominator. What I noticed that with my clients, as I've worked with them over the years, is that the common denominator came down to five key factors here. And I want to talk about those today. In fact, for anybody that is my client or, you know, that's listening to this right now, this is actually something that's very important to do if you want to get the maximum results from what I teach. And I would say that to each of you as you're listening to these podcasts, or if you ever decide to work with me down the road or even in the near future, you know, this is something that's essential to know if you want to get the best bang for your buck, the best results fast. And this works with anything. I mean, I would say this works with any kind of coaching, whether it's me or someone else. If you're mentoring somebody, you're learning education, this applies. So let's dig into it. The acronym that I use for this, and I had to rearrange the letters a little bit just to see if it would work. The acronym is SPEAR. SPEAR, like spear that, you know, you stab fish with if you're cast away like Tom Hanks or whatever, right? So SPEAR, S-P-E-A-R. So let's get into this right now. So S stands for success-minded. This is absolutely essential. I would say of all of these, if this is not the top one, this is at least number two in this list of five. This is something that's interesting because I've noticed that those that have the best success mindset, they tend to expect good things. They also tend to have this can-do attitude. If we were to go back to the World War II slogan, right? They have the can-do attitude, like they're willing to go and make it happen. So give you an example. I've had some clients where, you know, I'll say, all right, here's what you need to do. Let's go talk to like a mortgage broker, for example. Let's go talk to them. Let's go see what we can make happen here. And they go to the bank, they go talk to them, and they get a no. And they'll come back to me weeks later, you know, something, you know, maybe a few weeks later, and they'll say, yeah, Chris, it didn't work. I'm like, okay. Well, did you ask them how you could make it work? No, I didn't do that. okay, go back and ask them what's necessary for you to get turn that no into a yes. What needs to happen? What can you do to make that happen? And so they'll go back and do it, and then they'll find out it's not even that hard, not even that difficult. But they just walked out defeated. And I'll tell people all the time, like, if plan A doesn't work, then go with plan B. And if plan B doesn't work, then go with plan C and just keep going. You know, one of the best examples I saw of this was a guy in Manhattan. You know, he's one of my clients, and he, you know, it's interesting because he didn't have a lot of income. I mean, it wasn't anything significant. He didn't have a lot in savings at all. I had clients that had more than 10 times the amount of savings that he had. But what's interesting is that whenever I would say, hey, why don't you go try this, go do this, he's like, all right, let's do it. And he was always like full of hope, full of optimism. He expected that he was going to get results. You know, and some people get so caught up in their own stories, and they get so caught up in their own skepticism, and they get so caught up in their own crap that sometimes they just don't even expect anything good to happen. You know, and I've had some people where it's funny, like they expect that people are going to drop balls on them, and people do, or they expect that, you know, that they're not going to see any money, and then they don't. I mean, you get exactly what you expect. And so you have to make sure that the first thing you do is have that success mindset, that it's not just about believing, but it's about that you know that no matter what happens, it's going to be for the best, that your situation will improve, and that you will do what it takes to make sure it improves. That's huge. Oh, and I'll tell you, from a coach's perspective, no matter who you have work with you, from a mentor, consultant, or coach standpoint, if you have that kind of mindset, those people love working with you. They think you're the bomb. You're the cat's meow. You're the bread and butter. I don't know. I just made that up. So anyways, they love it. I love it because it's so easy to work with that. It just seems like things just go so much more smoothly rather than being choppy and bumpy and nasty all the time. So S is success-minded. P is for power hour. You know, I've mentioned this before, the morning routine that you do, physical, mental, and spiritual, doing those three things each and every morning. It's funny because I'll have people when they go into scarcity and they'll say, Chris, like, oh, just nothing's going right. I remember a few years ago, you know, one of my good clients, it's funny because it came out of the blue. They just said, Chris, we're frustrated. We're not seeing the results we want to see. Now, before I would have taken that very personally. I would think, oh, why can't I get them the results that they want? But I knew it wasn't about me because I knew they had all the tools, but something was tripping them up. And so I asked them, at point blank, I said, how are you doing your power hours? There's a hesitation. Not great. And as we started talking, found out that the thing was ticking them off is they were having IRS issues. And the IRS, even though they had paid a bill, came back a few months later and said, hey, you still owe us for this bill. And they were just livid and spending hours on hold on the phone because the IRS is awesome, right? Anything the government does is just amazing, right? They're so good at what they do, especially when you have to wait on hold forever. So anyways, they were frustrated. And I said, okay, well, get back to the basics. Do your power hour. It doesn't cost any money a lot of times to, even if you have to walk up and down your stairs or, you know, get out and I don't care if you walk on your hands, whatever it is to get your blood pumping, do that every morning. Get your mind fed. Start reading good books, listening to great podcasts. Wink, wink, wink. You know, doing things to help with your spiritual life, meditation, prayer, reading scriptural texts, whatever it might be. Doing those things each and every morning, make it a daily routine, make it a habit, make it a part of your life. And I'll tell you, like, it'll seem like those bumps will seem so small in comparison to when you don't do it. So I'll tell you, when I have people do that, and funny enough, a few weeks later, I talked to the same people, came back, they said, things are great, Chris. Yeah, we're still working with the IRS, but things are much better now. And in fact, money's starting to flow in again. It's like, yeah, of course it is. You are doing what's right. So that's P, power hour. So S is success-minded, P is power hour, E is events. And I say this specifically to my clients, but this would apply to you guys as well, is what are things you're doing to develop yourself personally? You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and as I was talking about another person that they knew, it was interesting where I could tell that one of the biggest problems we're running into, and I asked them this question. I said, you know, how are they doing? Are they doing any personal development? This is one of my clients is one of their people. And they said, no, I don't think they're doing anything. I said, so they're not doing anything to build their skills in business. They're not doing anything to develop themselves personally. That's huge. They got to be doing that. And I'll tell you, when I've had even my own clients come to my events, even though they get me one-to-one, the thing is, like, when I'm doing a phone call, I mean, I can't always teach everything. I mean, we're basically just trying to take action. You know, you do the strategies that will help them get the results. And I'll address a little bit of mindset, but it's not the same as getting you immersed in it, like getting you out of your regular routine, getting into a location somewhere where you're actually on site, you're actually away from home, away from distractions, and you can really dig a lot deeper. You can create more of an experience when you do an event. And that's one thing I love doing. That's why I love playing the abundance game, because that board game, I mean, way better than Cashflow that Kiyosaki created. Cashflow is great. Don't get me wrong. I got great ideas from that game. But the abundance game, I get so much deeper into that. I get so many more things out of it. And so do the people I have come to my events. And so those events can change people's lives. It can be a catalyst to get you moving. And I've noticed with my clients that when they come to my events, a lot of times it's a Kickstarter. It's almost like it speeds them up. Yeah, even if they were on good roll, it's almost like they get this new commitment, this new fire, and they start getting results faster. So it works. So that's why E stands for events. A is for taking action. Action. I mean, novel concept, right? I mean, it's so simple. I mean, but it's something that people really struggle with. You know, I'll have people, a lot of times they'll think about doing things. In fact, they think so much about those things, they actually feel busy. And I've been in this situation before. I've done this where, you know, you're thinking about things and you thought you've done those things and then you haven't done them because you haven't actually taken action. And what's so funny is that sometimes taking action doesn't require a lot of time or effort. You know, give you an example. I remember I sent this action item email to one of my clients and there was like 7 things on there. And that's huge. I mean, I normally don't send more than like 3 or 4, but this was a particular case where there was quite a bit to do, but there were small little bits. And so I told him, I said, hey, listen, really most of these 7 are going to take you just a few minutes total. They won't take long at all. Someone was just sending out an email, you know, starting a conversation, things like that. It's amazing that many of us will get tripped up. You know, I was thinking about a guy just the other day, you know, as I was going through a really, nasty divorce. You know, I owed this guy like $500 and it was international. So I was trying to figure out how to do it through PayPal, but every time I tried to do it, I would just get confused and stop. Now, granted, I had so much emotional stuff going on that little simple tasks were difficult for me to do, right? But, you know, I eventually, when the smoke started clearing, I found out it took me really like 2 minutes to send him the money. That was it. It took almost no time at all. But I was so in my head. I was so overwhelmed. I didn't see it. And so, you know, when in doubt, I mean, even if you're struggling, sometimes taking action, even if it's not the greatest action to take, sometimes taking action is good. A lot of times taking action will actually get that momentum going. It'll help elevate your energy and your emotions. And when it does that, like, things tend to go your way more. And I tell people all the time, like, and this is what worked for me. I mean, when I've had mentors talk to me, the best results I've gotten from mentors is when I went and immediately took action. Sometimes even while they're telling me to do it or while I'm on the call or I'm in front of them, I'm like, yeah, let me do that right now. Cause I know if I just do it right then and there, and I'm always impressed when my clients do it. It's not often that they're like that, but when they're just taking action like that day, holy crap. I mean, it's amazing how much more momentum you get. And there's this amplifying effect, this exponential effect where things just go faster and faster. So you gotta be willing to do what you gotta do. And so I love people that take action. I do, you know, and it doesn't have to require hard work. In fact, a lot of times the action, the sooner you do it, the less the work it is and the faster results you get. So if you're going to take action, take it now. And then the last one, you know, we mentioned S for success minded, P for power hour, E for events, attending events, and then A for action, taking action. R is for relationships. Now, see, you can try to change your mindset, but if you're not changing your environment, and especially if you're not changing the people around you and the conversations around you, and that starts with you, well, then you're going to have a very difficult time excelling, especially when you want not just excel, but accelerate, right? I was just telling somebody today, you know, I was mentioning, you know, I had a client where they would actually fly out their whole office out here to Utah. They would fly out from New York to Utah just to attend our events. And he would pay their way. He would actually bring them out. And the thing is, he wasn't, you know, making a whole lot of money personally, but he would use it as an office expense and he would bring his whole team. He said, guys, you need to understand this stuff. You need to play at a higher level, at a better game, because if we're congruent here, the office, the results will follow. And I'll tell you, he went from $60,000 a year within 3 years, making $300,000 a year personally. That's not his office. His office makes over $1 million a year. But he personally started making over $300,000 a year. Was that a worthwhile investment? I mean, the few thousand dollars that he paid, even if that total investment over that course of that year, I remember he did that about three times he did that. I mean, that might have cost him, let's just say on the high end, let's say it cost him, you know, $5,000 or $10,000. $5,000 or $10,000 to make, go from $60,000 to $300,000 a year, plus some of the things we're having him do, that's worth it, right? So, you know, the relationships, you got to elevate them around you. This is why I tell you, if you guys right now are listening to this, you should be inviting other people to come on and listen to this show as well. This creates better conversations. And in fact, it was a radio show that I started listening to, more of a traditional radio show that I was listening to here in Utah, that I was telling other people to listen to so we could have better conversations. I wanted to, because I'll tell you, all conversations, you know, all wealth is created from conversations, from words, whether it's in your head, whether it's verbally spoken, written, whatever. Everything, all money is created from conversations. And so if you're feeling like you need to elevate your money, you need to elevate your conversations. You need to elevate your relationships. You don't have to fire everybody out of your life, although there might be some of those too, but you got to have better relationships, better power in what you're speaking about and what you're doing and who you're hanging out with. Oh man, you get that happening. It's awesome. And so this is a big challenge to you. If anything, if you get nothing else from this, have a more positive attitude and then surround others around you that could do the same. Have them listen to this show. It's only once a week. Like I said, you know, it's, you know, short. We do 15, 20 minute episodes. Have them listen to it and then start talking about it. Start creating conversations and see what you guys can create together. Cause 1 + 1 does not equal 2 when it comes to synergy and abundance. So that's my challenge to you guys, is apply spirit in your life, be success minded, do your daily power hours, you know, attend events, take action, and then make sure you have those relationships and you take them with you. This is Chris Miles here signing off. Have a wonderful, prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.